Presenting with presence and passion. Presence. Professional performers walk into the room with presence. Your presentation starts from the moment people walk into the room to hear you, or if they are already there, when you walk on stage to speak. Presence is conveying to an audience that you are present at that particular moment. You are aware of all that is going on around you, and this heightens your awareness and that of your audience. It is a useful exercise to use your senses, sight, sound, touch, taste, and smell, to gain as much awareness as you can around what is happening around you. This alertness creates a form of chemistry between you and your audience, a kind of intuition. It is not a mask, but in that moment, you are potentially aware of life as it is happening. You are truly yourself, and that has a commanding power. You have a right to command such attention. So stop. Breathe. Look. Listen and feel. Use this process to gain your audience's attention and establish yourself as you begin your presentation. Use it to maintain your presence with them, as this will allow you to react spontaneously to the situation. The more prepared you are, the greater your ability will be to ad-lib and improvise. Use the process of awareness again at the end of your presentation, as you cease to be the centre stage. Try to finish your presentation in some memorable way that leaves you and your audience on a high note. Don't drift into a vague nothingness at the end. Passion. Performing with passion is all about being yourself. Developing your own personal style of presenting. How your favourite speaker succeeds is not necessarily your path. The best presenters sometimes break all the rules. To get their message across, they may act or talk outrageously and somehow get away with it. Success stems from being themselves and not by imitating anyone else. Electronic voice scans show that every person's voice is unique. The nuances, emphasis, timing, inflections, volume and pitch that make you unique. Nor is the voice the only thing that makes you special. Your eyes, body, head, hands and feet also play a part. What you say and when you say it and to whom also add further differences. To perform with passion and presence is to recognise this and use it to maximum advantage. You have something interesting to say. There are no boring people in this world, only boring ways of behaving. Just for fun, imagine the sentence, "Yes, we have no bananas." Now imagine it being said by your boss or by Tony Blair, a supermarket cashier, your best friend, or your mother, Jonathan Ross, Billy Connolly, or a small child. Now you say it in the style of your choice. Passionate presentations connect with feelings, not the head. They warm, excite, enthuse, amaze, and interest us because they stir our feelings. If that seems alien, remember that managers too must influence, persuade, convince, gain acceptance, and inspire. connecting with feelings does not mean you have to reduce the audience to tears, make it laugh hysterically, or become angry. It means you need to create the right level of emotional involvement for that particular audience. Even boring material can be made interesting if your audience understand why you feel so strongly about it. They will listen attentively because they sense that what you have to say is important. It is finding the human element that makes the difference. If you do not care strongly about what you are talking about, why should your listeners? Passion is about caring. Select any effective speaker or presenter and analyse why they are effective. It's because they really care about what they are saying. They allow their passion to be seen and heard. So, when preparing your presentation, ask yourself, why do I care about this? Why should my audience care about this?